On the way home, update and unwind. The Como Afternoon News with Alisa Jaffe and Rick Van Sice. Stay connected, stay informed with Como News 1000, FM 97.7, and comonews.com. KOMO Seattle.
KOMO FM Oakville.
The Northwest's only 24-hour news station.
Coming up on Como News.
I'm Ryan Harris with Seattle council members saying they're ready to work with the chief and mayor on how to move forward with police cuts.
And traffic and weather on the fours after ABC News. It's 9 o'clock.
From ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. They came, they met, they still don't have a deal.
They were unwilling to meet in the middle. They said it mostly has to be their way, and they admitted that.
Senate Minority Leader Charles Schumer, after the latest round of negotiations with the White House, produced nothing in the way of another round of pandemic relief. The president continues to hint he may take executive action to provide some kind of relief if there's no compromise.
It's possible we'll make a deal, but it's also possible we won't. But I would say probably tomorrow afternoon or maybe the following morning.
On the road to the White House, the president campaigned in Cleveland, ripping Joe Biden.
You will have a crash in the markets because he's going to double and triple your taxes. He's going to do things that nobody ever would ever think even possible.
Biden was addressing the National Association of Latino Elected Officials.
Donald Trump and his administration have pursued an all-out assault. That's how I phrase it, assault. On Latino communities. From the moment he came down that golden escalator saying he was going to go after those Mexican rapists. Remember? That's how he started his campaign.
Senate primary election day in Tennessee to fill the seat of the retiring Lamar Alexander. Black activist Marquita Bradshaw scored an upset win in the Democratic primary. Former U.S. Ambassador to Japan Bill Hagerty won the Republican contest. New York Attorney General Letitia James sued the National Rifle Association, intent on driving it out of business over claims top executives illegally diverted $64 million in contributions.
The NRA diverted millions and millions of dollars away from its charitable mission for personal use by senior leadership.
James asserted the NRA has become the personal piggy bank of chief exec Wayne LaPierre and other execs. The NRA called the New York lawsuit a baseless, premeditated attack to score political points. You're listening to ABC News.
Investment advisory services offered through Sound Income Strategies, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. The Retirement Income Store and Sound Income Strategies are associated entities.
We're the Retirement Income Store, and our message is clear. In retirement, the most dangerous decisions you can make are emotional ones. Now is not the time to panic, but it may be time for an adjustment. We're here today with free, helpful information so you can make an informed decision. Call 866-498-0440 to receive a free, no-obligation call to speak with an income specialist and have your questions answered. If you're 55 or older, the Retirement Income Store can help you. Call 866-498-0440. Let us help you today. 866-498-0440. The Retirement Income Store, where retirees go for income. Call 866-498-0440. 866-498-0440.
Federal planetary scientists say the already hyperactive Atlantic hurricane season is about to get worse.
Oceanic and atmospheric conditions are now even more hospitable for hurricane formation and intensification.
Jerry Bell is lead hurricane forecaster at the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration.
These conditions are predicted to continue for the next several months. Also, weather and climate models are all now indicating an even higher potential for an extremely active season.
They're upping the forecast, 19 to 25 named storms now, with 7 to 11 becoming hurricanes and 3 to 6 of those major hurricanes. A Christian school near Palm Desert, California, says it will open for in-person learning despite the state's high instance of COVID-19.
Under California and Riverside County rules, Desert Christian Academy does not have the okay to reopen. But Kirk Scott, co-head of the school, says God gave them the direction to reopen to hundreds of students, even with the threat of COVID-19.
There's always the possibility of tragic results, and We trust the Lord with the outcome of whatever it is that he leads us into.
California could send in a task force to shut down the school. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Calling all hunters, Grand Teton National Park needs volunteers to shoot non-native mountain goats this fall doing so after a culling by helicopter last winter was roundly criticized. This is ABC News.
Como News Time 904 and our Como traffic every 10 minutes on the fours. Here's Tama Fulton.
Still watching some police activity in Redmond on the 51st Street ramp to westbound 520. It involves a Metro bus, so you want to use caution through that area. Also, just east of Redmond on Highway 202, traffic has been reduced to just one lane due to road work near Ames Lake Road. That'll be until 5 o'clock tomorrow morning. Traffic is being alternated through that work zone. That's causing half-mile backups in each direction. And at JBLM, the on-ramp from Berkeley Street to northbound 5 is closed for road work. That'll reopen at 4:30 tomorrow morning. Our next Como traffic at 9:14.
Shannon O'Donnell has your Como forecast.
Well, hi there, everybody. Heading into our Thursday night, wrapping up the last of the scattered showers. Sure was a touch of autumn out there today, but we'll brighten and blue up the skies all over again for our Friday. Wrapping up the work week with some sunshine and highs in the 70s. By the weekend, more of the same. Slim chance for a few sprinkles near the Canadian border on Saturday, but otherwise brighter and warmer with highs in the 70s both afternoons. In the Como Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Shannon O'Donnell.
This hour, 58 degrees. In Seattle.
Stay connected. Stay informed. Como Nightside.
Como News Time 905. Art Sanders in your top local stories from the Como 24/7 News Center. Following the first vote to make cuts to Seattle Police, city council leaders say they're in a unified position, ready to work with the chief and mayor. Como's Ryan Harris has more.
Council President Lorena Gonzalez says police reform and navigation team efforts have failed to bring change or help people. Yet she says Mayor Jenny Durkan insists on sowing fear in a crisis. Gonzalez says the council never came at the mayor or Chief Carmen Best with disrespect, and she believes they can do this work, quote, without tearing each other down.
We are going to have moments where we disagree fundamentally on the direction that we are headed, but I will never tear you down because I understand what it means to be a woman of color in a position of power.
Council members say they've already taken steps to move money from SPD to organizations already out there helping people who need housing, drug treatment, or mental health care. The mayor's office says she's concerned about eliminating the navigation team without a plan to bridge the gap, that the cuts were made without consulting the chief, and that rethinking community safety needs to be done thoughtfully. Ryan Harris, Como News.
People can finally visit their loved ones in nursing homes under a new four-phase plan unveiled by the governor this afternoon. Governor Inslee says phase one for all long-term health care facilities starts next week.
It's going to allow compassionate care visits, window visits, remote visits, and I would say maybe best of all, outdoor visits that are limited to two a day.
Facilities can only move into the next phase if they've gone 28 days without any new COVID cases and they have a 14-day supply of personal protective equipment on hand. Health officials say more than half of the COVID deaths in the state are associated with long-term care facilities. Now, the big jump in the number of new coronavirus cases reported in hard-hit Pierce County. We're told 123 new cases of COVID-19 are reported today, as well as five new deaths. All five of those who died, ranging in age from their 50s to 90s, all suffered from underlying health conditions. Latest state update on the coronavirus outbreak shows a spike in the death toll. Health department's reporting 29 new deaths and 83 additional cases of COVID-19 in the last 24 hours. It raises the total number of deaths to 1,653. COVID deaths in the U.S. could reach 300,000 by December if more people don't start wearing masks today, according to Global Health Research. Como's Sue Romero reports.
That grim forecast from the Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation at the UW, where researchers also say we could prevent about 70,000 of those projected deaths if 95% of people began consistently wearing masks today. Dr. Christopher Murray says the problem is people letting their guard down and skipping masks when infections in their area drop, but the drops appear to be because of mandates for masks and closing businesses.
We are actually see that you could save, you know, more than 65,000 lives in the U.S. through much higher mask use levels.
Their modeling shows that if mandates and responsible behavior are not followed, 22 states will need to reimpose things like stay-home orders. And for Washington, that could happen in October. Sue Romero, Como News.
COVID-19 is forcing another tech giant to have its employees work from home. Facebook, which has thousands of software engineers here in Seattle, is extending its work from home program into July of 2021. GeekWire reports they are not the first, as Amazon, Zillow, and others have already extended their telecommuting efforts. Our state is following the national trend with new unemployment claims down more than 13%. But that's no help to people who say the Employment Security Department still hasn't paid them after they've waited for months. James Fry says because he applied in mid-April, he should have been among the cases with issues cleared up last week. Fry says even with his ID verified and a push from the governor's office and his state lawmakers, he's still listed as pending.
You cleared me over 2 months ago. Why have you not paid the claims? After being cleared by your system and talking to a person, say, yep, well, we got your stuff. You cleared. We know you're not a fraudulent person. Well, why have you not paid me my claims?
We're still waiting to hear back on our request for comment from ESD, but the department's dashboard says it has more than 29,000 people who are still waiting for some resolution to their claims. Como News Time 9:10, and from the Como Sports Desk, mixed results for Seattle teams on this first Thursday in August. Bill Swartz with the pluses and minuses in this Como Sports Update.
Let's give you the positive first. Seattle Storm improved to 5-1 in the WNBA this afternoon, riding a big first quarter, making a lot of free throws and holding off the Atlanta Dream thanks to an all-star Jewel.
Lloyd, step back jumper is good. Jewel Lloyd has made some big plays tonight for Seattle.
ESPN had the coverage. Jewel Lloyd scored 18, Brianna Stewart 27. The Storm squeaked by 93-92. At T-Mobile Park, the LA Angels got a complete game from right-hander Dylan Bundy, homers from Shohei Ohtani and Max Stassi, and beat the Mariners 6-1. Nice to see Daniel Vogelbach smack his first home run for Seattle this season.
So just trying not to panic, just keep taking it day by day and doing my work and believing that if I put the work in, that at the end of the year, everything's going to be taken care of.
The 5-9 M's host Colorado tomorrow night. Jason Day's early 5-under par continues to lead round one of the PGA Championship in San Francisco. Brooks Koepka and Justin Rose are a stroke back. Tiger Woods open with a 2-under par 68. Sports updates at 10 and 40 after the hour. Bill Swartz, Como News.